Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. I want to share with you a really important lesson in gratitude, and that is that you will never experience this moment in exactly the same way. You will never again experience this moment this way at this time with these people, with this mood, in these circumstances. So this applies across the board. The sunset that you see, you'll never see it quite the same way again. The city you're living in, let's say you move later on, even if you come back to the same city, it'll be a different city because it will have changed. There will be new people in your life. There might be a new partner in your life. There will be different circumstances. I think so often we get lulled into a false sense of security that we can come back to the same place and experience the same magic of the place. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm sure you know this from your own experience, that the magic is here, the magic is now, the magic is in the present moment, and it will never be the same way. So whatever is working well in your life right now, appreciate the heck out of it, because one day it's not going to be there anymore. Circumstances will have changed, you'll have moved, people will have gone in and out of your life. So really appreciate this moment for the totality of what it is. I'll share a story that kind of illustrates this. When I first moved to Bali, I stayed in this guest house, and that was the guest house where I built so many memories. That's where I started my podcast. That's where I met someone special, and we spent a lot of time there together. That's where I remember I would drink coffee on the balcony with my book every morning. And so I had all these beautiful memories. And over time, that place became not an ideal fit for me. And I moved out and I moved to a different place. But I always had a special feeling in my heart around it. I recently had a chance to go back to that place, the exact same room that I stayed in, the guest house. It was a surreal experience because in some ways, the place was the same and it brought back so many memories, so much of what I had been working on. In other ways, the place had changed primarily because I was in a different place in my life. I had different people in my life. My circumstances were different. And I realized in that moment that nostalgic feeling that I had around the place, it would live on in my memory, but I could never have that same feeling again, even if I stayed in exactly the same room, in exactly the same place. It would never be quite the same. And so it actually made me realize this current place that I'm at now, that I'm recording this video in, this recent experience showed me how much I should appreciate the current place where I'm at for what it's given me so far. I mean, there's a whole life that you're building in whichever environment you are in now, and taking a moment to appreciate that, to appreciate how much you've grown in the current place where you are, the projects you've built, the foundation, the bricks that you've been laying, the seeds that you've been planting. I mean, this YouTube channel, I started in this room. And so one day I'll move out of this place and I'll always look back on this place fondly because it'll have so many memories attached to it of building my YouTube channel, building my podcast. You can't see it, but behind the camera, there's a bunch of sticky notes on the windows and all the sticky notes of the podcast guests that I want and my plans and my goals. And I just wanted to make this video to remind you to appreciate where you are now, whatever that looks like. even if you're in a really shitty situation right now, there are probably aspects of it that you're going to look back on really fondly. Because this experience, this time in your life is shaping you. And maybe you're going through a lot of hardship right now, or a lot of struggle or challenges. But appreciate the fact that you'll one day look back at the current place where you are now, and you'll look back at it with nostalgia. And so taking a moment to appreciate where you are now, and also realizing that whatever you're experiencing now, you'll never experience it the same way again. So you have to feel the magic of it now. If I can use a metaphor, it's a little bit like when you've been traveling. Let's say you're backpacking through Europe or through Asia, and you're going through various cities, and different opportunities will come up. And sometimes it's tempting to say, you know what, I'm not going to do this now. I'll do it later. I'll come back to this city. One day I'll come back to the city, and I'll do this thing later. But what you probably find out is you never do. Either you never come back to the city, or if you do, it's under different circumstances. And so the lesson in that is to, wherever you are now, seize the opportunity of that place, that moment. Wherever you are now, make the most of it now. Squeeze the juice out of your life experience now. Even if you're in a shitty situation right now, squeeze the juice out of the shitty situation. Even if you're going through a lot of hardship and you can't see a lot of reasons to appreciate where you are now, squeeze the juice from the hardship. Feel the hardship. Feel the challenge. Feel it. Feel it deeply. Don't try to skip parts of your life or to try to fast forward through something. Feel the present moment. And I think that attitude will enrich every moment in your life. And it'll make your life so much sweeter and so much richer than it otherwise would have been. I'll end this video with a clip I found online, which I really resonated with and which partly inspired this video. And to seize that gratitude in the moment, because it'll never be exactly the same moment. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you in the next video.
Finally, make this choice. Choose to get up every day and bless your day. Choose to get up every single day and bless your day. And to say, I have no idea what's going to be in my day, but it is blessed. Why? Because I am alive. And don't base your gratitude for your life on what you have or how you feel, but just because you are. Just because you are. Just because you are. And then hold in your heart this prayer. This day of my life will never come again. I will never see the people I am looking at again. I will never see this sunrise again, and I will never see that sunset. I will never see the person having breakfast with me again, just this way. You know, nothing in my life like this will ever come again. That alone, that choice alone, should take out of your heart every bitter taste there is. That it should shape the life around you with such grace and such beauty that it'd make you only want to see the present with great gratitude and love.
This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Xander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.